When you want to say, I love you, how do you really say it? And how do you say it if that person speaks a different language or if they're in a different country? Can you really say, I love you through email or through a text? How does this most powerful, most profound of human emotions cross the divide of differing languages? Those are the ambitious themes at the center of Love Person, a new theatrical production at Company One in Boston. And the languages at play here are English, Sanskrit, email, and American Sign Language. Because one of the main characters in Love Person is Free, a deaf woman in an intense, turbulent romance with her hearing partner, Maggie. Free is played by actress Sabrina Dennison, who is also deaf. I spoke with her last week about acting, communicating, and love.
Hi, everybody. Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
You're speaking to us today through interpreters here in the studio.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and your interpreters are Chris and Amy Robinson. So I just want to say thank you to them. So, great. Sabrina, I guess my first question for you is, how long have you been an actress for?
Actually, I would say since I was six. My mom was the host of a party, and obviously I didn't understand what was going on, but they seemed to be enjoying themselves, and I wanted to have some attention because I wasn't able to communicate with everybody, so I decided to come into the middle of the living room and perform. Like, I was making pancakes. In the middle of the living room, I would flip them up. It would stick on the ceiling. I would look. People just laughed. And that's when I realized that I was an actress.
Well, maybe you can help us understand the title of this play, Love Person. Why is it named that in particular?
Wow. There's a line in the play that I'm frustrated with. In the script, it says, poetry is like Shakespeare. But from Sabrina's perspective, Love Person can mean so many different things. Like Shakespeare, I mean, it's we talk about being in love with language, texting someone and getting this feeling of awe. I mean, it can also be physical as well. This play, I would have to say, is about, from my perspective, is receiving love through many different ways, especially language.
And I hope this doesn't sound too ignorant, but for example, when you're speaking in American Sign Language, not only are you communicating words, but it's a physical act.
To be honest with everyone in this room, my hands are killing me sometimes, I have to say. Because I use all of my energy and it comes through me kinesthetically. So I use my muscles. I mean, when I'm signing, I'm using all of this. It's stressful. I tense up. So you're talking about emotion. That affects me physically, how I'm signing. But at the same time, you know, I need to make sure that I take care of myself. Much the same like a hearing actor would make sure that their voice is up to par before they perform, I need to make sure that I'm okay.
Now let's talk a little bit about one of the sort of points of frustration that the characters of Maggie and Free engage in. And that is that the character of Free gets really upset when Maggie, you know, both signs and speaks at the same time. Why does that cause such friction with the couple?
When people use simultaneous communication, it's ugly. It's ugly to see it. Because the language itself is so beautiful and cherished and artistic, and it feels disrespectful to me and the deaf community because they're not utilizing our language. And I'll say to somebody, you know what, could you say that again, please?
You know, I am curious, though, about how people move between languages, whether it's electronic communication and American Sign Language or spoken English and written poetry, because, I mean, it does seem that there are certain modes of communication that just say things better.
Yeah. My mom and I used to gesture. It was great. I love you, Mom. When she was upset, she would start talking. Actually, I would know that she was using her voice, and I would say, Mom, I don't understand why you're using your voice. I can't hear you. And she'd say, it makes me feel better, especially when she was yelling. So I think signing is a lot clearer to the person that's, and safer to the person that's, you know, having this conversation with me. So, but I do write. I also draw pictures through the words, or all around the words. And I put a little bit of ASL in the picture as well. So ASL's always with me.
Now, my last question for you, Sabrina, is, I mean, I am going to ask you to speak as a member of the deaf community, but what has it been like for you to bring this character to life on the stage?
It's nice that the deaf community can come to see the show anytime they want to. That's the greatest breakthrough, because I love theater. I can't say enough about it. I love theater. But sometimes having to go through an interpreter, I mean, which is still great. Oftentimes you can only go at a specific time to see an interpreted show. Like a Wednesday night is the only night that the show would be interpreted. You know, so on a Wednesday night, getting all dressed up and going out, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, this whole production is, like I said, a breakthrough. And I hope that these productions like this continue, so everybody has the same access to art, to theater, what have you, to everything.
Sabrina Dennison plays the part of Free in the new Company One production of Love Person. Sabrina, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's been an absolute honor.
Sabrina spoke with us in American Sign Language, and we had the help of her interpreters, Chris and Amy Robinson. We have a video of a scene that's exclusively in sign language, plus more information about Love Person at our website, radioboston.org.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Our show is produced by Adam Ragusea, Jessica Alpert, Dan Mozzie, and Amory Sievertson. Our interns are Michelle Woodward and Megan Dooley.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.